Welcome back, everyone. This is Jennifer, and this is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. We are in lesson three, and today is day seven of that lesson. Wherever you are right now listening to this, whether you are joining us live, hi, live people. Don't forget to say hi. Let me know that you're here. If you're joining me live right now, super glad that you're with me. Or sometimes you just watch the recording later. I get it. Changes in schedule. And when you're able to do this, thank you no matter when you're joining. If you're here live with me right now on YouTube, don't forget to say hi. If you're here with me on Facebook Live, also say hi. And of course, over there on the podcast, I platform these Bible studies in three different places so people can find them and engage in the way that makes sense for them and makes it easy to join. So I'm really glad that you're here. We're going to have a great day of study here before us. And I tell you what, it's one of those days where if you've ever wondered about what it really means to be a follower of Christ and what that really looks like for people who are serious and what that might look like for you, this is the day for you to be in this study. It's a short study, but it's really deep today. We're going to go through quite a few scriptures. So grab your Bible, go over to my blog if you haven't already, because that's where you're going to find these lesson pages, and get the lesson page, print it, or just follow along on your computer screen, or I'll put the lesson pages up here in just a second. So follow along with me. Well, let's pray and let's go ahead and get started. Grab a hand of somebody around you if you're praying in a group, or just reach through and, you know, spiritually, virtually grab my hand through the monitor here. Let's pray. God, thank you once again for our time together in your study. We just ask that you bless our time to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Short and sweet. We've got a lot to cover today. I don't want to take up too much time, but I do want to get through all of our study today together. Let me share the screen so you can see what we're talking about. Ta-da, the magic of the interwebs and the video and the webinar. Here we go. Let's go ahead and read and review our memory verse, which is Acts 4:11-12. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Great stuff. Hopefully you're memorizing that. If you are on the right track, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Our reading and writing today will be from Acts 4:8-9. We are writing through the sermons in Acts, and this is the next two verses. Write these in the end of your packet on the Write the Word pages, and this is what you'll be writing. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed," and then we'll continue that tomorrow. All right, and our reading, our portion will come from our study out of Acts 4:5-12. On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of the high priestly family. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there was no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Wow. Wow, man. I know ahead of me on my schedule coming up is going to be teaching through all of the passages from that we've covered in lesson three. That's from, what do we got? Acts 2:42 all the way through chapter 4:22. I'm laughing because, I mean, I could preach for 45 minutes on just this one passage we covered. So in a few days from now, about a week, I'm going to be covering all of that in 45 minutes. Oh my goodness. Let's see how I do. All right, let me switch the screen back for you so you can see where we are. All right, back over to my lesson. Here we go. Well, we've got quite a crowd now. Things were roaring when the Holy Spirit descended at Pentecost, and they are still shaking on this day. So who has gathered in Jerusalem and for what purpose? Well, if we go back through our lesson, we see the rulers and the elders and the scribes with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of the high priestly family. What's going on? Why are they there? They want to get to the bottom of exactly what is going on. Let's get a little background on these rulers, elders, and scribes. And you can, I was pointing, as if you can see, I'll have to point with this thing. Rulers, elders, and scribes collectively refers to the Sanhedrin, or Sanhedrin, depending on how you pronounce it. This council was set up originally of 70 elders during the time of Moses. They became a type of supreme court. It was the Sanhedrin that, under Annas, turned Jesus over to the Romans to be crucified. So we've heard from them before, and they've been involved recently, and they know about Jesus. So here they are. And what is their opening question? By what power or by what name did you do this? And just a quick reminder, don't forget, I just kind of go along sometimes and answer the questions as we go, but my goal is for you to answer the question before I get a chance to say it. Hit that pause button, talk about it in your group, or, you know, write it out in your answer if you haven't done it already. And then some of you, I know you've told me you go through and do the whole lesson and then you watch the video. That's great. That's like twice as much, but fabulous. Great job. All right. So what's their question? What name are you doing this in? How is this happening? So don't you find it interesting that they use the words power and name? I want you to go back to Acts 1:8 and 3:12 and circle the word power, and circle also the word name in Acts 2:21, 2:38, 3:6, 3:16. It's almost as if God was preparing not only for Peter and John to speak, but to for these religious leaders to ask. Let's take a look at Acts 1:8 and 3:12. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You will be my witnesses in all Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people, men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Why do you stare as though through our own power or piety we made him walk? So get your Bible out and mark that, highlight that, and start making connection points. I have lines drawing on page to page so I can make these connection points. All right, Acts 2:21. It shall come to pass, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Peter said to them, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Peter said, I have no silver, but I do have. I give you in the name, there it is again, of Jesus. And then here, a lot of them, and his name, by faith in his name, has made this, not that. My Grammarly wants to pop up. By faith in his name has made this man strong who you see now. Okay, so back over here to our lesson. So reading Luke 12:8 through 12, what did Jesus assure would happen? And how is this promise being fulfilled in this passage? This is a fabulous, fabulous truth. Oh my goodness. And I tell you, he's talking to his disciples and the people listening. And I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But the one who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Wow, this is exactly what's happening here in this moment. They are, they're being questioned in front of men, and they are acknowledging the Son of Man. They are not blaspheming, they are speaking truth, right? And there's no anxiety, there's no worry about what they're going to say. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's exactly giving them what they need to say. This is exactly what Jesus said would happen, and there it is right now in this passage. So connect those two together, and don't forget that. Highlight that passage in Luke. Make a note of it in your margin, connecting it to this moment right here in Acts. Wow, right? All right, so how does Peter describe the miracle that takes place? He says in verse 9, a good deed is how he describes it, a good deed. is how he describes that miracle. And what does Peter make very clear in chapter 4, verse 10? Let's take a look over here, 4:10. What does he make clear? Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel. Here's the point that he's making very clear. It's in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he says, who you crucified, who God raised from the dead, by him, this man is standing before you well. Don't miss that point. All right, Peter makes three very clear points about Jesus. Summarize them below with help from the foundational testament scripture provided. All right, so I've talked to you about this before. There's no way we're going to undo it. It's just going to always be called the Old Testament. But at least within our circle in this Bible study, the Old Testament, we like to refer to it as the foundational. If you're just new to the Bible study, I'll just explain it real quick. We throw old things away. I get a can here. It's done. It's old. I throw it away. Or I get a new one, right? We replace old things. Well, the New Testament doesn't replace the old. The old should never have been called the Old Testament. It always should have been called, in my opinion, the foundational testament, or even just the first testament. But when we say something is old, we have the sense that it should be done away with. All right, foundational testament. Those of you who've been with me a while, you know that this is not new for you, but I know some people jump in on this study and they're like, what does this mean? All right, it's just my way of trying to say we shouldn't call it old. It's foundational. So there we go. All right, so point one. Who is responsible for the healing? Well, it's Jesus. He makes that very clear. And who exactly is Jesus? Let's read it so we get it right. He is Jesus Christ. And so in your Bible, it might say Messiah, the Messiah. Oh, here we go. Grammarly is actually helping this time. The anointed one or Messiah predicted in the Hebrew Bible. That is the Christ. So he's the anointed one or Messiah of Nazareth. And here's ancient town in the Middle East today, the state of Israel. And it was ancient town back then too. It's been around for a long time. All right. So he's Jesus Christ. And excuse me, he's the one that you crucified. Oh, let's go ahead and finish that. Who you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. All right. Make sure you get all that in there. All right, here we go. Psalm 118 and Isaiah 28. Told you there'd be a lot of scriptures today. Here's that verse that you've been memorizing. It's from Psalm 118. Highlight that in your Bible. That's so cool. Make sure you make that connection point. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And here's Isaiah saying it. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scoffers, you who rule this people in Jerusalem, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with Sheol we have an agreement. When the overwhelming whip passes through, it will not come to us, for we have made lies in our refuge, and in falsehood we have taken shelter. Thus, therefore, says the Lord God, behold, I am the one who has laid the foundation in Zion, a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not be in haste. All right. So connect them to your passage today. What connection is Peter making from these prophecies to the current moment before the religious leaders? Look, he's saying David prophesied about it in the Psalms. Isaiah prophesied about it. He's the stone that you rejected. You, the builders, you were supposed to be building this sure foundation. The capstone that holds it all together of this foundation was Jesus, and you rejected him. How does Jesus compare to any other people or means of salvation? So clear, so simple. There is salvation in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. It's that simple. It's just that simple. All right, folks, that's it for our Bible study. I mean, it was a lot, but we're going to wrap it up right here and dive into our final days of our lesson coming up in the next couple of days. I'm glad that you've been with me on this. As always, you know, leave a comment. Tell me that you've been here, and tell me something that you're enjoying or learning in this Bible study. And today would be a great day to share the Bible study. Go ahead and click that share button on Facebook, on YouTube, or even on the podcast, and invite a friend to join us. Sometimes people think they can't join a Bible study because it's already going. Not so. This is a great time to join this Bible study. Invite your friends and come together with someone who you know will be blessed in this time together. All right. Thanks again for being here with me. Know, as always, that you are loved and prayed for. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye for now.